Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, O my soul, Jehovah, praise. I will sing the glorious praises of my God through all my days and what follows. Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. The portion out of God's holy word which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 41, the verses 9 through 32. And afterwards from the Canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, the Article 17 and 18. Genesis 41, the verses 9 through 32. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. A God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kind, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kind came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first seven fat kine. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears withered, thin, and blasted, with the east wind sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, which speaks of divine predestination, the Article 17 and 18. Article 17. Since we are to judge of the will of God from his word, which testifies that the children of believers are holy, and not by nature, but in virtue of the covenant of grace, in which they, together with the parents, are comprehended. Godly parents have no reason to doubt of the election and salvation of their children, whom it pleaseth God to call out of this life in their infancy. Article 18. To those who murmur at the free grace of election and just severity of reprobation, we answer with the apostle, nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Romans 9 verse 20. And quote the language of our Savior, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Matthew 20 verse 15. And therefore with holy adoration of these mysteries, we exclaim in the words of the apostle, O, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11, the verses 33 through 36. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou hast granted in this evening hour of this workday that we may see one another by renewal in the land of the living. Then also in this week and in this day, then thou hast spared, thou hast protected, thou hast provided, and thou hast cared. Then thou hast not dealt according to our many sins, but in thy mercy and thy goodness is still over us. Wilt thou grant hearts to see it, eyes to see it, and hearts to be humbled thereunder, and that thou may receive the praise and all, Lord, Thou knowest only what comes from above, that shall return unto thee. Then also upon this world, then it is manifest, that both of low and high degree, that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, were at the beginning of this week the first work day, that the Queen of the United Kingdom, also a prominent place in our country, that she was brought to the grave, Lord. Then we commend that mourning family unto thee. Wilt thou uphold them? May the callings be sanctified. And we commend unto thee him who has now become king of the United Kingdom. Ah, Lord, then for each and every one of us, there is that one thing needful. Where thou granted this precious day of grace, that we may be given to seek and to find thee by the work of the Holy Spirit. And, O Lord, thou knowest, it is written in thy word, that thou wast looked down from heaven. If there were any among the children of men, that have sought after thee, and then the testimony is that there were none that understandeth. They have all gone astray. O Lord, thou knowest that if thou leaveth us lie in our lost condition, that we are lost forever. But now thou hast chosen a people, and thou art gathering that people here in the time, and thou gathered thy church by word and by spirit. Then in this day, then thy holy word has been opened in the family circles. Thy word has been opened in our Christian school. And thy word is opened in this evening hour, O Lord. Then it all awaits for thy blessing. Ah, we humbly beg of thee, pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure in these solemn and serious times upon us and our children. Give us not over to the hardening of the heart, but, oh, do grant new hearts, hearts that may fear thee, that may love thee, that may flee and hate and flee from sin. O hearts that need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, Lord, thou knowest most perfectly how that each and every one has come up to thy house. Ah, may beggars have come up, and ah, Lord, may those beggars not be put to shame. Ah, grant that there may be food in thy house, be a surprising God. Wilt thou grant further instruction and leadings to thy people, and do spare us that we build not upon sandy foundations, but, ah, Lord, do convert the unconverted, that thy word may be blessed in this evening hour, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion. Then we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. We humbly ask thee, the need is great, servants for thy vineyard, a church worker for our mission field, and teachers for our Christian schools. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, those in prison tortured for the testimony of Jesus Christ, and the family circles with many uncertainties and many unknowns. But, ah, Lord, may they be given to experience in special ways that the King reigns, and that he has all hearts in his hand. Oh, impress it upon all of our hearts that what a privilege we have, that still freely and unhindered we may come up to thy house. Lord, those that had no desire in this evening, wilt thou grant that desire, and those that are lawfully hindered, do grant them a blessing when they may listen along. May it please thee to hasten the time that the veil may be removed from the Jewish people. Remember all mission work and also our mission field. We commend unto thee the many needs. Wilt thou continue to provide for our daily bread. Bless the labors of our hand. Remember man and beast. Wilt thou continue to help the farmers, that they may be given to harvest what thou wast given to groan, and grant broken and humble hearts. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones. Ah, Lord, remember and do uphold them all. The family who is awaiting for official confirmation that the funeral may take place. We remember all our elderly ones, those that may go in and out in the care home, with those that may care for them, and remember all under the physician's care, the young mother whom in this day had her second treatment. Then there was encouragement where the doctor has indicated that the first treatment has helped. Lord, may the second also be blessed, and wilt thou uphold her with all the pain. Grant, together with her husband and family, a place at thy footstool, where they may cry unto thee, and above all that this affliction, that it may be sanctified. Remember all the crosses, all the burdens, those that are struggling with pain, with weariness of the body. The different circumstances are all known unto thee, and do remember the sick relatives. Lord, remember the nations of the earth. Remember also our poor nation under these solemn times. We commend unto thee the prime minister and his wife. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to open their eyes that they may be given to see and bow under the authority of thy holy word. What a wonder that would be, but thou hast done it in the life of Manasseh. Remember our province. Also, we're in the time of come, then a new premier hopes to be chosen. May it please thee to grant a man that has respect for thy holy word. Lord, do remember us in this evening hour, in speaking and in listening. Take away everything that could be a hindrance, and may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 111, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. I waited for the Lord Most High, and he inclined to hear my cry. He took me from destruction's pit and from the miry clay. And what follows, Psalter 111, the first three stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which you can find in Genesis 41, the verses 14 through 32. And for our text, we shall read verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Our text words speak of the Lord bringing Joseph out of prison in the presence of a troubled Pharaoh with four thoughts. In the first place, I called Joseph. Secondly, God honoring Joseph. Thirdly, a listening Joseph. And fourthly, an interpreting Joseph. The Lord bringing Joseph out of prison in the presence of a troubled Pharaoh. Called Joseph. God honoring Joseph, listening Joseph, and an interpreting Joseph. Thus first, called Joseph. Beloved congregation, in the first verses of this chapter, then it is recorded what has transpired in the house and the palace of Pharaoh, unknown unto Joseph, who was still in prison and was forgotten by the butler. Then we have heard that Pharaoh was dreamed two dreams, that Pharaoh was troubled, that he had an impression that God was speaking unto him in a special way. And he has called the magicians, but they could not come with an answer, an interpretation of the dream. Perhaps did not dare, or they did not know whether it would be fulfilled. And then we have heard of the butler, that his life has come back, and that he has declared before Pharaoh, I do remember my faults this day. And that is so necessary for each and every one of us, and not only in an outward way, but may it be by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, and necessary for us when the Lord granteth that in 18 days it hopes to be a day of thanksgiving, and then to examine our hearts. How have we lived with our blessings? What have we done with them? Have they wrought something out for the welfare of our soul? And for God's honor, have they brought us closer to God's word? Or must we confess with the butler, I remember my faults this day? Oh, then it is necessary not only a confession and a repentance, but that our sins may be pardoned in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, for a Joseph, when he was in prison, oh, it was not easy, what a difficult way. But congregation, boys and girls, what do you think? Would it now be better to be a Joseph in prison, or be as those brothers that have lived a double life, that have played the part of an hypocrite also before their lives, and with many fears, Because do we not read in Numbers 32, verse 23, "Be sure that your sin will find you out. Oh, they have lived all those years with the fear that perhaps a messenger from Egypt would come, that Joseph was in Egypt, that he had been sold. Oh, it is true, for a Joseph not easy, but we have heard that the Lord has shown mercy unto Joseph. And now for a Joseph, when he was in prison, then there was counseled in the palace of Pharaoh, which would lead to his deliverance. Ah, for the church of God, the salvation lies so sure, has begun in the never begun eternity. There was counseled, and all for those true seeking souls. Ah, for a Joseph, when he was in prison, then already the messenger was on the way that would declare that he was a free man. Oh, what a precious thought, and what an encouragement for those true seekers that cannot live without the Lord, with their riddles, with their questions. Oh, the messenger on the way. And now we read in this chapter, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. Oh, then he must immediately come to the king. It is written hastily, because the king's business requires haste. Oh, if Pharaoh was so troubled, and then he has heard from the butler that there was an interpreter of dreams. Do we not read also in Job 33 of that interpreter, one among a thousand, that is that blessed Lord Jesus Christ? And then the messenger has come. Oh, for a Joseph who was in prison. And then we read in Psalm 126, verse 1, and it cannot be different. So it was with Joseph, that the psalmist has said, when they were delivered from captivity, "We were as one that dreamed. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad." Oh, what a message that was for Joseph when he was in prison. It is written in this chapter, the dungeon. But we have heard that Joseph has received an occupation in the prison, but he was still in prison. What a message that was. Do we not read in Psalm 146, verse 7, "The Lord looseneth the prisoner"? Oh, then the malice of the wife of Potiphar, the order of Potiphar, that could not hinder a Joseph being released. And then we read in Isaiah 28, verse 29, and that is fulfilled in our chapter. The church is as a wonder-doing God. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Do we not read in Isaiah 43, verse 13, "I, the Lord, will work, and who will let it?" Oh, it is true for the church. The ways can be so mysterious. Christ has said unto his church in John 13, verse 7, "What I doest now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Ah, the church, it cannot be different. Oh, at the moment, then at Joseph, it has all went so quickly that he was overwhelmed. But he read in Psalm 111, verse 2, that the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. What sweet meditations it would have been for Joseph when he was given to trace the fulfillment of those dreams. Oh, what went through the depth, but the perfect timing of the Lord. Oh, it is true for the church. They must learn Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, that the Lord's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts different than our thoughts. Oh, happy is the people that hath the God of Jacob for his help, young and old. May you be aroused to a holy jealousy. My unconverted fellow travelers, seek the Lord. Cry unto him mightily. Ah, tell the Lord that you cannot pray and that you cannot cry. Oh, perhaps even no need, no jealousy so dead, but tell the Lord all and tell him that you need to be saved and that you need to belong to that blessed people, that you may be brought out of prison. And then we read in this chapter, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came unto Pharaoh, then a Joseph, that he may not come in the king's palace before Pharaoh, shabbily dressed in prison garments, but then he has received new garments and must not understand in congregation that Joseph had a little package with clothes that he could wear when he got out. No, he was a prisoner. Then that raiment has been given unto him. He must appear in the kingly palace. Also instruction for us and our children, because they read in Leviticus 26 verse 2, ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my Sabbath day. I am the Lord. And this week was a solemn day for the whole world. The Queen of the United Kingdom, oh, she has become old. Also a special place for Canada, but also her journey has come to an end, and she was ushered into eternity. And then when you see the pictures in the paper, then what a respect, what a modesty, holding on to the old ways, dressed in black, no bare arms, and then even, alas, alas, Prime Minister, has not respect for God's word, mocks with the most holy things, but the picture of him, the funeral, a tie, instruction for our men and boys, and his wife, you can look it up, an example concerning her dress for many of our people. Thus, still a blessing when you saw that funeral, what a respect for the family, and also when they were under the proclamation of God's word, the King James Version, and now with Joseph, he was brought out of the prison to appear before the king. Are there prisoners in my midst? And not outwardly, otherwise you would not be here, boys and girls, but spiritual prisoners. When we think of prisoners upon this world, then we can speak of two kinds of prisoners. In the first place, prisoners of state. When someone has done something terribly wrong, let's say rob a bank, caught, placed in prison as punishment. But then there are also prisoners of war. When an enemy comes into the country, think of the country of Ukraine, may the Lord remember that people, then many have been captured by the enemy and placed in prison. Joseph, he was a prisoner for righteousness' sake. But now the Lord has a people that learn, prisoner of state and prisoner of the enemy. Captives of Satan and where they have transgressed all the commandments of the Lord. And now it is the work of the Holy Spirit to teach his people. And then in that prison, then they are given to cry mightily unto the Lord, because they learn. We read in Psalm 40, the verses 2 and 3, that the psalmist has declared, he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of that miry clay. Ah, sin is such an awful thing, just like quicksand. Sucks us deeper and deeper in that pit. And if we are not converted and saved, then we shall come in that bottomless pit. But now a David, the psalmist, was given to declare, he brought me up out of a miry, out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and put a new song in my mouth. And now concerning those spiritual prisoners, oh, it is the work of Christ by his Spirit to uncover themselves to their condition. Oh, they are given to weep, they are given to mourn, they are given to cry, whether there is a way of deliverance. But now I read, because in our text words, then we can understand also in this portion of God's word, that Joseph, that he is a type of the greater Joseph, all first humbled, but the state of his exaltation. Oh, then Christ on the third day, then the Father is sent as angel, as a messenger and ambassador of heaven, that the stone may be rolled away in Amen upon his meritorial work in the state of his humiliation. And then Christ has also left the grave clothes. Do we not read in John 20 of the linen clothes and the napkin neatly on their place? Then he was exalted with a glorified body. And I read concerning the church, Romans 4 verse 25, he was raised for our, he was delivered for our offenses and delivered for our justification. And now the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, then I read in Isaiah 61 verse 1, this, the Lord hath, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison door to them are bound. Oh, are there then those bound prisoners that cannot deliver themselves? Oh, prisoners that have received that love, that faith, and that hope, but with everything that they have experienced, that they are still in prison, but the Lord looseneth the prisoner. Ah, that is the work of the greater Joseph, and that the greater Joseph, that he sends his servants. Oh, we have heard it, that haste was needed, a holy urgency where sinners are perishing. They are perishing on that broad way, and they need to be saved. Our second thought, a God honoring Joseph. What that must have been for Joseph. Many years, not clear how many years, but years in prison. True, the Lord has showed a mercy, favored by the keeper of the prison. The last 2 years with hope and expectation, but still in prison. Oh, maybe a soul in my midst says that is now my picture. Hope with everything that I have experienced, because the Lord shall grant provision for his child, but still in prison. And now Joseph, then he has appeared before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. Pharaoh was telling Joseph what the butler has told him. Butler also very guilty, because the butler has not said unto Pharaoh, because Joseph has told the butler and the baker that it was God that would give an interpretation, and that the butler has not told Pharaoh, and therefore Pharaoh has said, I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. What an instruction. Joseph, before the king of Pharaoh, was not silent, did not take the honor to himself, but has made it clear, it is not in me. Have we learned a congregation, not only with her mind, experientially, it is not in me. And then in the first place, concerning the Lord's providence, we have our responsibility. We must be diligent. Children with their studies, mothers at home with the children, fathers at work, wherever we are called to be. But each time, and how do we learn it? By experience. Many times with afflictions, with tribulations, and with troubles. Oh, that awful pride. But now with Joseph, it is not in me. Solomon 127. Except the Lord build the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Proverbs 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. It is not in me. In the way of grace, what a lesson. John the Baptist, John 3 verse 30, he must increase and I must decrease. Oh, we read in Ephesians 2, the verses 8 and 9, by grace are ye saved through faith. It is a gift of God, that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, we have heard it from the canons of Dort, from Romans 11, verse 36. Of him, through him, and to him be all glory forever. Ah, when the church may be on the right place, that is their vehement desire. Oh, to be given to confess, it is not in me, but God shall give Pharaoh an interpretation, thus first in the negative and then in the positive. The silence of the church. Not mean we have to preach the whole day, but when we speak of the Lord's blessings in an outwardly way, And then maybe after such a conversation, then it is a blessing when we may be given to remember our faults. And especially when the Lord has blessed us in special ways, there's a blessing also in providence, when according to Job 23 verse 16, the Lord maketh my heart soft, and that the name of the Lord does not come over our lips. Blessing when we may come into guilt and given to flee to that fountain, that our sins, also the sin of our silence, all with Joseph, because in the palace of Egypt, there was that warfare between the God of Israel of the Hebrews and the Egyptian gods. That warfare would become further evident with the plagues. Thus the warfare also in the king's palace. And then Joseph was not given to fear man, but he was given to fear his God and given to plainly tell God, shall give Pharaoh the interpretation. We read in Acts 12 of King Herod, the grandson of Herod the Great. We read in the beginning of that chapter that he has killed James with the sword. Then soon thereafter, we read that he has placed Peter in prison. Great sin. But what do we read now at the end of that chapter? That the king was very displeased with those of Tyre and Sidon. And then it seems they have sent a delegation, and they have come before Herod the king, and King Herod has given a beautiful speech, and that people have cried out, it is the voice of God and not of man. Those were not the words of King Herod, but the words of that people. And we read upon Herod's silence, thus that king had done many evil things, killed James with the sword, put Peter, Christ's servant, in prison, and the angel was not sent to slay him. But when he heard from that people that voice, the voice of God and not of man, then upon the silence of Herod, then the angel smote Herod, and he was eaten up by the worms. What an instruction. What a blessed place of a Joseph, when he could openly testify before the king of Pharaoh, all those magicians who could not interpret, that he was given to say, it is not in me. Unnecessary and a blessed lesson to learn. But God, Joseph had a vehement desire, not that he would be praised and rewarded, but then in that palace of Pharaoh, that they may hear how that the God whom he serveth, that he is the living God and shall interpret the dream of Pharaoh. Let us first sing Psalter 357, the four stanzas. When Zion in her low estate was brought from bondage by the Lord, in ecstasy we sang for joy, by grace and wondrous love restored, and what follows, 357, the four stanzas. The Lord bringing Joseph out of prison in the presence of a troubled Pharaoh. God honoring Joseph. And then it let us add congregation. Oh, what a fitting word for sowers of the seed. and whatever capacity it may be, that they may be given to constantly remember, it is not of me, but the Lord has promised to grant his blessing. Where they are only instruments whom the Lord pleases to use. I read in Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3, the verses 6 and 7, that it was Paul that has planted, Apollos that has watered, but it is the Lord that granteth increase. He has promised that his word shall not return void unto him. And then Joseph, then he has added something else. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace, O young and old. Are there such pharaohs in my midst, walking upon the earth with riddles, with questions? They need an interpreter. But what a precious word for a troubled pharaoh. Ah, when the spirit troubles, then he shall also at his time grant an answer of peace. Then Joseph, then by renewal, a beautiful type of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, because they read of him in Isaiah 9 verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. Oh, do we not read of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, on the evening that he is resurrected from the grave, that he has appeared unto his church with his pierced hands and side, and that he has said, my peace I give unto thee. Our third thought, a listening a Joseph, then a Pharaoh, then by renewal. First he has related that dream to all the magicians. They could not give the interpretation. They were put to shame. But now when Pharaoh was heard that God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace, then he was given to relate his dreams. And boys and girls, you remember the dreams, that in his dream, that he was standing at the river Nile, and that was worshipped as their god, because each springtime, then the Nile would overflow its banks and make the earth fertile and moist. Also instruction for us. How is it with our blessings? Are we given to worship the living God? It is true for that people in Nile, they could not see the source of the water. That was much further south. But nevertheless, they were given to worship their gods. When we think of our province, then also our water comes from a distance, much from the mountains, from the snow. How is it with our farmers, with irrigation? Are there times that we are given to see the special hand of the Lord in it, that our heart truly becomes soft, given to be wondered that the Lord still provides for us? Or is it all automatic and no humility? Oh, that heathen people, what an instruction. They were given to worship the source of their fertility. And now in the dream, than King Pharaoh. Oh, it is evident he was busy for the welfare of his people. Then out of that river, boys and girls, there came 7 cows, very fat, beautiful, shining cows. 7 of them, but then after them, 7 skinny cows, and they have devoured the fat ones, and they were as skinny as ever. And then that dream was repeated with the lean, with the fat, and with the lean ears. And then Pharaoh was honestly given to confess that the magicians, that they could not give the interpretation. Oh, then Pharaoh was first sought counsel by those magicians, but now with Joseph has come with the word of the living God. How is it our life? What is our counsel? Is it, as I read in Psalm 119, verse 24, where the psalmist was given to confess that thy testimonies are my counselors? How is it in this day with all the worldly, the wicked, God dishonoring thoughts? And then may we not be afraid that it also slowly penetrates into the church, that we are not as shocked about sin as we ought to be, that the human way of thinking that also penetrates our minds. Oh, then how necessary that our family circles are continually prayerfully searching the Word of God. What saith the Word of God? Because in the Word of God there is an answer of peace. How that hell-worthy sinners, how that they may be pardoned and be restored into that blessed communion. Thus Pharaoh has told the dream. And Pharaoh needed an interpreter. Read in Acts 8 of that Ethiopian. When he has returned from Jerusalem, oh, discouraged and disappointed, because he hoped in Jerusalem that he would find rest for his soul. But still a restless soul. But he has purchased the role of the prophet Isaiah. And so concerned, not sightseeing, when he returned on that way to Gaza, but that he was reading in Isaiah 53. And then the Lord has also sent it to that Ethiopian, Philip, who was commanded to join himself to that chariot. And then when he heard that Ethiopian read, understandest what thou readest. And then that Ethiopian was given to confess, how can I accept some man guide me? And then he has climbed on the chariot and he has become an interpreter concerning the Prince of Peace who has suffered and died and given himself that sinners may be saved. Oh, there is a people upon the earth. Because when we think of those dreams, when we think of the Nile River, fertility, cows, corn, 7 years of both, then we would say how simple that the interpretation is. Oh, undoubtedly, when Joseph has begun to interpret that dream, then that people in the palace, that they thought how plain and how clear that the interpretation is. And that is now the experience of the true child of God. With their questions and with their riddles, and when it may be interpreted, when the Spirit may grant light, also upon the blessed mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. Oh, then for such a soul, then it is so plain and so clear. and so precious and so God glorifying that way, how that poor sinners may be saved through the greater Joseph. Oh, then it has happened before that such a soul is thought. Why has there never been preached in such a way before? Because then they would have understood it. Do you know what takes place? Then they have received other ears and have received further leadings. Our forethought and interpreting Joseph, we read in Psalm 119, verse 46, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. That has taken place in the king's palace. We read in Psalm 25, verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And Christ is said unto his church in a time of need, that they would be given by the Spirit the words to speak. We read of a Samson that the Spirit has come upon him between Dan and Esteol. And now also for a Joseph. Oh, it was not of self, but it was by the work of the Spirit that he was given to interpret the dreams. And then we read in verse 25, and Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God does by renewal before Pharaoh has related the dream, it is not of me. God will give an answer of peace by renewal. Joseph has stressed that the interpretation was of God, that he was only the mouthpiece for the God whom he served. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh was one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. And then Joseph has related that there would come a famine which would be very grievous. Word in the Hebrew means to be heavy, and that it would be established in the margin and notes of our Bible. It says, prepared of God. Then Joseph has also stressed what God is about to do in verse 25. By renewal in verse 28, this is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. And in verse 32, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Thus it was certain, and it would surely come to pass. There would first be 7 years of great plenty would be seen in the land. Exceptional fruitful, more than they needed. And after the 7 years of plenty, there would come 7 years of famine, very grievous and very heavy, and that in the years of famine, the plenty would all be forgotten. God has showed unto Pharaoh what the Lord was about to do, and it would shortly come to pass. And now the greater Joseph, he also shows unto us and our children what God is to do. And it shall also come shortly to pass. Because we read concerning the greater Joseph in Revelation 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Similar language, which we read in our text words concerning the words of Joseph to Pharaoh. It was a solemn message for King Pharaoh, his servants, and the magicians. And in the further part of this chapter, then we read that Pharaoh, he was given to believe that message as a message of the living God, and that it would shortly come to pass. Two dreams. The Lord has given us two testaments, the Old and New Testaments, declaring the works of the Lord, things which God will do and which shortly shall come to pass. And that is a message for each and every one of us. And when the Lord works by His Spirit, then it is not only a message for my neighbor, but then it is especially a message for me. What God will do, and it shall shortly come to pass. Oh, concerning our souls, traveling through this time, with the heavenly high guilt, also with the guilt of the butler, I remember my faults this day. And then it becomes real in our life, congregation. Then it is a word of the living God. And then we cannot lay it aside. No. We become exercised with it. What God is about to do, and the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Then we become exercised with death and eternity. Ah, then we are given to see our blessings, that we live in a time of plenty, 7 years, the time that the Lord allots to us, but that death and eternity are coming. And if I am not saved, if I am not brought out of prison, if I am not saved through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, my debt is not forgiven, my sin is not blotted out, which shall shortly come to pass. Ah, then we become not so old. Ah, then the prayers are multiplied. Then as a Pharaoh we hope to hear, the Lord willing, whether there is a way that we can escape that well-deserved punishment and be restored into favor. But also concerning the times, the book of Revelation, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. We have lived for many decades, are not so many in our midst, that have lived through World War II, and that remember all the misery and the suffering, still a few, but not so many. But for most of us does not mean have not been difficulties and trials, because we read in Job 14 verse 1, Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble, but many decades of prosperity, the world seeking leisure and pleasure. Paul has written to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men, but congregation the things which shall shortly come to pass, the famine, the judgments of the Lord. John was revealed unto him in Revelation 6. Oh, first that white horse, one that sat upon with a crown going forth to conquer. That is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh, place yourself where he may ride through our midst by his holy word. There the Lord has promised to especially gather his church. But then John was given to see the things which God would do, which shortly must come to pass. Then he was given to see the red horse of war, the black horse of famine, and the pale horse of death. When we read Matthew 24, where Christ was given to speak of the latter days of the earth, then it is becoming more and more clear which shortly must come to pass. Has transpired, has taken place in the land of Egypt. We have the word of God, things which shall take place, which shortly shall take place. It is the word of the living God, the same God that has spoken of what take place in the land of Egypt. When we consider our freedoms, then we have had a long time in this country where we had many liberties and many freedoms, but it is becoming evident, the writing is on the wall, that there shall also come a time of famine. The Lord has given his precious word. How poor and needy sinners may be saved. And to that end, may we and our children be given to ask, to beg, to cry, that he may interpret to us by the Holy Spirit what is written in God's holy word, given to believe it, given to bow, and cry mightily unto the Lord, that the greater Joseph, because the Lord looseneth the prisoners. Oh, those true prisoners that have been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, not one of them shall perish. May we be given to hasten for our life's sake. And now concerning the greater Joseph, who interprets for his people, who guides, who leads, who cares. Then we read in Jeremiah 10 verse 7, who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. May the Lord impress that truth upon all our hearts. May we be given to beg, that we may be placed under his banner, where the Lord has begun, brought out of prison, and that the church may be more as with a Joseph, it is not in me. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things in this evening, the things performed by a wonder-doing God, wherefore a Joseph in beginning, the fulfillment of his dreams, they were taking place. Ah, Lord, thou art still the same. Thou shalt never forsake the work of thine own hands. May there be no rest outside of the saving knowledge of thy dear Son as the way to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit. Ah, Lord, when we were brought out of prison, then we need the evidence, the sealing work of thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou convert what is unconverted? Remember thy Zion. Wilt thou remember us when we may enter another season? Tells us that time is an ever-rolling stream, that thou art a faithful God. Lord, grant traveling mercies to our dwellings. Be the faithful keeper Israel that slumbereth and sleepeth not. Watch over us in the remainder of this week and bring us together on the Lord's day. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 304, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O give the Lord wholehearted praise, to him thanksgiving I will bring. With all his people I will raise my voice and of his glory sing. And what follows, Psalter 304, the first three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.